standing on holy ground, does it not? As we have witnessed the Lord at work again, as Brother Ernie said, man has done as much as he could do, and now we wait on the Lord, and he has spoken, and we're so thankful for that. The topic assigned to me tonight is For They Watch, and the scriptures that go with them, we'll look at both of those, Hebrews chapter 13:17, and 1 Thessalonians 5:12-13. I want to say in the introduction of this message that I have tried to give this a balanced view from Scripture, and I want to preach it as if I were or were not a minister, because I believe there's a biblical route to follow wherever we are in the brotherhood. And that's the approach that I want to come from this evening as we think about this subject, For They Watch. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 17. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:12-13. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. I like to first think about the aspect of commitment. To be a faithful watchman requires commitment. To be a faithful church member, a faithful part of the brotherhood, requires commitment. You see, a commitment to God means we make commitments to others as well. And one of the very important parts of our life is the church. So when you make a commitment to God, it means you make a commitment to his church as well. And when that commitment is lived out, we are no longer our own. Neither are we committed only to God. We are also fitted into the body, the church of Jesus Christ. I remind us, we are part one of another. Are you good with comparing your commitment to God and your commitment to one another? Even more, as we check the answer to that question, are you good with the results that come from that comparison? Have I shown the results of that commitment to God running parallel to my commitment to those in the brotherhood, those other ones that are very important as well? If a man loves not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? This message is meant to encourage the watchman, our newly ordained brother, ministry otherwise. This message is also meant to encourage those that are waiting. We talk about watching and waiting. And that's the brotherhood. To the watchmen, I challenge us once again that according to Scripture, this is not an optional thing. Watchmen have always been part of God's people and God's plan. At times in history, the part of being a watchman meant great sacrifice. I'd like us to turn to the book of Isaiah. That's probably Isaiah chapter 62. We're going to look at several scriptures tonight in Isaiah. Probably Isaiah speaks more about a watchman than many other books of the Bible do. And it's interesting to look at the, I don't think that we're looking at all of the places that Isaiah speaks of a watchman, but certainly some very interesting comparisons as we think about for the watch and the part of watchmen being faithful. Isaiah chapter 62, and I'll read verses 6 through 12. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest till he establish, and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. The Lord has sworn by his right hand, and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies, and the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine, for the which thou hast labored. But they that have gathered it shall eat it, and praise the Lord, and they that shall have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness. Go through the gates. Prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway. Gather out the stones. Lift up a standard for the people. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world. Say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And thou shalt be called, sought out, a city not forsaken. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence. Do you see through the parallel of this scripture in Isaiah the need, or the work, rather, of a watchman? The result of a work of watchmen, hopefully, is a holy people. Thus, the work of a watchman needs to be carried out so there can be a holy people. I think that's some of what's taken from this scripture. So there can be a city not forsaken, a desolate and helpless city. Verse 10, don't say the gate is closed. Don't say it is impossible. Go through the gates. Prepare ye the way. Gather out the stones. Remove the obstacles that stand in the way. Lift up a standard for the people. A watchman described in Isaiah. The time is never so bright that watchmen are not needed. But during the cloudy and dark days, watchmen must be extra alert. Isaiah 21:11 asks the question, watchmen, what of the night? Watchmen, what of the night? The morning cometh, and also the night. If you will inquire, inquire ye. Return, come. What of the night? We learn from history the need of watchmen. We think back in history to the Great Reformation. Watchmen were needed, played a very important role in the life of the history of what we appreciate today. Watchmen were needed to see dangers for different ways than we would think of. It may not have been the same men that watched the perimeters of the boundaries where they were meeting that night, but there were watchmen there as well, watching for the safety and the protection of even gathering there. And also the watchmen proclaiming the message for spiritual safety. this group of watchmen were seeing for what they were, the false teachings and the corrupt system that was in place at that time as wrong, and they needed to sound the trumpet and speak out and make moves that for many of them were very, very serious and cost their lives in many, many cases. Sounding the trumpet against the falsehood of their day. For many, it meant everything. Sacrifice. But the watchmen kept on as long as they could, being faithful. One of the reasons is mentioned in the passage of Scripture this evening. For they watch as they that must give account. And that, no doubt, is one of the reasons they kept on watching and being faithful, even in the midst of that nighttime experience of history. One day, they knew they would need to give account. Today, the watchmen must continue to watch. Maybe the reason that we sometimes don't take it as serious as we ought to is because we don't have those threats and the seriousness of the work as was had in different parts of history. But we need to watch. What do we watch for? We watch for teaching that is erring, that is wrong, false teaching. We're careful with that, and I think part of watching means that we are analyzing. We're thinking about it, and not waiting until something may be so drastic that it is almost too late. But we watch as we go along for false teaching. We watch for other ways of the world that might enter in. We watch for worldly fads. And quickly people say, well, all you care about is dress. Well, that's an accusation sometimes that is made, and I guess somebody could have that part of them. But many times it's a quick comeback from people who are defending what they're doing. And many times it is not the case that all that is cared about is the way one dresses, but it's part of being alert and part of watching for the world's ways creeping in. Worldly behavior. We talked about the need of being people of integrity, sensing those things when they're out of place, being people that are walking in the light. And when there's an opposite or something other than walking in the light, we are watching for those things because we need to be an honest people before one another and before God. The work of the ministry is a rewarding work, and it's not to be looked at as something that is drudgery or something that is impossible. But it also dare not be taken lightly. And that's some of what is involved as we think about watchmen, as we think about watching. We think of the seriousness of giving account as we looked in the scripture this evening that was assigned. We think, oftentimes, we think about giving an account as we stand before Christ. And that's often where my mind went. And as I began to study for this message, I realized that is very true, and that's sobering as we think about that. But maybe we ought to be looking at more of an everyday accountability. And maybe that will help us to sense our need of being the faithful watchman that we ought to be. Because after all, it is when I realize that today I am accountable. And I don't mean that means that today you take care of what needs to be taken care of, because sometimes some time is needed. But on the other hand, when I realize that it is about today that makes a difference in the end, that will aid in diligence, as we looked at already today. That will be added diligence. I'm accountable, yes, in the future, but I'm accountable today to be the watchman that I need to do, that I need to be. And when I realize daily account, I suppose procrastination is going to take a back seat, much quicker at least. And it will seem more serious to us. It will cause those watching not to be presumptuous. And here again, I'd like us to turn to Isaiah chapter 56. Isaiah 56, 9 through 12. All ye beasts of the field come to devour, yea, all ye beasts in the forest. His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, every one for his gain from his quarter. Come ye, say they, I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow shall be as this day, and much more abundant. A sad picture. A watchman who were totally not watchmen, who were missing it greatly. And it's an interesting comparison as we think about the sad picture that's displayed to us in these verses. I see watchmen that forgot they must give account. A blind watchman. That's interesting. How can that be? As we compare it today, I believe it's the minister that has glaring wrongs in front of him, but goes on as if all is well. A blind watchman. To add balance to this thought, as in thinking about dogs, since we're looking at the comparison that's made there, as these verses did, I think we have some obligations as faithful watchmen as well, that we don't become a fitting comparison to the description that is given here concerning dogs. While we are diligent in our watching, we must also be careful not to show our teeth, or growl, or pounce. Those are all signs connected with an angry dog in this case, and can be signs of an angry man as well, or a man that moves too quickly. Remember, we also give account for our actions. You've seen pictures of Secret Service men who are placed around famous celebrities. And of course, the idea is they're bodyguards, as we call them. They're there to protect them. And certainly not all the comparisons about them and watchmen in the church are the same, but there are observations that are comparable. These watchmen have dark lenses in their glass frames, many times, and it's just part of them. And as I was thinking about watchmen and different aspects of watchmen, these people came to my mind. Sometimes people wear dark frames, I mean dark lenses in their glasses because they're blind. Well, certainly that's far from the case with these men. That's not why they're wearing dark glasses. They're certainly not blind, or they couldn't be doing what they need to be doing. As I understand it, what is happening is they're there watching for the safety of the crowd. And they might be 5 or 6 feet away from the person they're there to protect, or they might be somewhere on a skyscraper next door. They're watching. And the reason those dark glasses are part of them is because when they are in the crowd, as people will look at them, the people do not know where they're looking at that time. They're watching for the safety of the crowd. And we can make a comparison there as we think about being the watchman that we ought to be. One of the things that goes with that is they are steady. And I don't know for sure what their eyes are doing behind those dark glasses, but I doubt if they're going back and forth rapidly. I think they're just steadily watching. They can see this way out of the corner of their eye, and they can see that way, and watching very carefully. But I see the comparison of being steady as very important as a faithful watchman, one who watches as he ought to watch. Also, they are sober. I suppose behind the scenes it's a different story. But when they're on duty, you don't see them cracking jokes and laughing and having a good time. But they are sober. They're doing their job. And I believe that the Bible speaks about sobriety. I think it's another comparison that can be made as well as we think about watchmen. They are steady and they are sober. They are watching. Not glaring, but just looking around as they ought to. And I believe those two qualities that we've looked at, steadiness and soberness, are important for strength in church life. We certainly don't have time to nearly exhaust the message on watching as we ought to, but I hope that we have already established the fact, and that you in your mind believe that, yes, he must watch. One of the reasons is given in Scripture. He must watch. We talked already of one of the reasons that he watches intently is because he knows he must give account. And that is why he must watch. That is why he watches carefully. That is why he watches with great carefulness, because he knows that he must give an account. He must also watch to gain a balanced view. And sometimes that requires a bit longer of a watch than other times. Because the faithful watchman desires to have an update and an honest evaluation. Maybe sometime along the way someone will say, well, what do you see when you watch? And he may not always have a quick answer. But within his mind, at least, he has seen something that brings him to the conclusion that he has within his mind. And he desires to do that. He wants the feel, the pulse, if you please, of those that he is working with. And he desires, again, that update and honest evaluation that can be given. And as this message is given tonight, especially thinking of Brother Jason and the watchmen that are here tonight, I just simply want to give encouragement and say, take courage. Because just where you stand in the conflict, there is your place. Just where you think you are useless, hide not your face. God placed you there for a purpose, whatever it may be. Think, He has chosen you for it. Work loyally. Gird on the armor, be faithful. Let toil or rest, whatever it be, never doubting God's way is best. And now some encouragement as well for the brotherhood, those who are waiting, those who are being witnessing the watchmen that are before them. I believe there's admonition and direction given in the Word of God that's needful for the brotherhood to look at as well. And that is, first of all, that there is clear direction given in the Word to respect those who work hard among you. This is about New Testament teaching. New Testament teaching, or another important point connected with it, is that it means that there needs to be respect for authority. There needs to be respect for order and discipline in church life. Sometimes maybe we'd better comparing it to what if it would be absent. Well, how would you view that? Order and discipline within the church is definitely New Testament and is very necessary. If and when you disobey, how much does it matter? As it relates to your life and practices, would you rather have that watchman look the other way? And then the question is, if you are disobedient and you're knowingly living in that way, are you disobeying Christ or man? You say, whoa. Many people say, now he's just a man. You're talking about a man tonight, this watchman. I know. I'm talking about men. How well I know. Because I am a man. But these men, again, according to Scripture, these watchmen have been placed in your life under Christ. There's an order there that needs to be respected and carried on. They are over you in the Lord. Our brethren that were sitting here tonight didn't ask to be brought up here and to be have the possibility, and one of them given this responsibility tonight. But nonetheless, when it comes our way, that's what happens. Those men that are chosen, those men that are ordained, are over you in the Lord. And further, the Scripture says, obey them. Obey them for your own blessing. And obey them so their work will be a joy. And at the end of the day, there will be peace amongst us. I believe it was Brother Ernie that referred to that Old Testament account of the end of that man will be peace. And the end of that relationship, when everyone understands their role and cooperates, there will be peace. I'd like to once again go to Isaiah chapter 52 now. This is a beautiful picture that we're about to look at here of peace. And once again, a watchman. Isaiah 52, verses 7 and 8. How beautiful. Upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice, with the voice together shall they sing. For they shall see eye to eye, when the Lord shall bring again Zion. I think I'll read verses 9 and 10 as well. Break forth into joy, sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord hath comforted his people, he hath redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. A beautiful picture of peace and watchmen. The watchmen shall lift up the voice, and with the voice together they sing. For they shall see eye to eye. The watchman, again in this scripture, lifts up his voice. Togetherness, eye to eye. What a great reason to break forth into joy. One of the greatest reasons to break forth into joy when a situation like that is before us. For they watch. I have tried to present a balance of the responsibilities of a faithful watchman and the responsibilities of the faithful who are watched. And maybe we start to cringe at that. As I wrote that down on my notes, I thought, well, what wording should I use there? And really, if all is above board, we need not fear being watched, right? If you are living right, it's not fearful to be watched. That can apply to the police. That can apply to our local watchmen and ministry as well. In fact, there will be appreciation, if looked at right, for those who watch. As they watch your, you know, sometimes maybe you think they're only watching the negative part of things. No. A watchman that's faithful is watching all aspects. And as they watch your faithfulness, it is so rewarding. So rewarding to the faithful watchman to see the faithfulness being shown. The observant watchman will notice the faithfulness and the moving forward and the progress in the Christian life of those before him. And he will thank you for your faithful labor. And with voice together, they sing, for they shall see eye to eye. Let neither the watchman or the laborers have a thankless job. We encourage one another. Reminds me of the story of an acquaintance of mine related this story. It was concerning his local, the person that hauled his garbage came to pick it up several times a week. And to think about the part of being a thankless job, probably a garbage truck driver. It certainly feel that most of his career. But this acquaintance of mine was going to change that morning for this man, and it was just beginning to be light, still kind of in the darkness of the morning, beginning to be light. He was leaving to go to work that morning, and he went to the garbage truck driver, and he said, "You know, I know you're out here doing your job diligently and faithful," and he said, I just want to thank you for doing what you're doing and coming to my house, whatever it is, twice a week and being faithful at what you're doing. Thank you very much." And I remember him quoting the story, and he said, in the darkness, but yet it was light enough to see in that garbage man a tear trickle down over his cheek, and he said, "You know, no one ever told me that before or thanked me before." I give that account to relate to wherever we are, the need of encouragement one for the other. And that within the body of Christ, there are jobs that sometimes get unnoticed. We don't expect a thanks at everything or feel slighted if it doesn't come, but don't begin to think too quickly. You said thank you too many times, one to the other. Encouragement is very important for one another as we relate together. And so to the ministry, to the brotherhood, to each of us here tonight, as we have given our lives to the Lord, my challenge is to myself and to all of us, be sure that you are practicing scriptural behavior in church life. Because someday all of us will give an account before Christ. And it is serious as we think about our responsibility. And I probably think about that as I get a bit older, the part of what really matters in life. And I think in Luke chapter 10 it was that the 70 were glorying in the great things that were being done, as you recall that account. They were focusing on the miraculous things. And Jesus had some interesting words there. Jesus reminded them, don't rejoice in those things. They're not the greatest things. And I'm sure the question, if it was asked in question form, would have been, well, what is the greatest thing then? And that's the greatest thing that I leave with us as we end this message tonight. Jesus reminds us, rejoice because your names are written in heaven. And that's really what matters. And what we do as we work with each other, as we labor together, always, always keep that in mind, because someday we will all stand before God. Is your name written there? May he find us faithful as we continue to